Welcome to In Touch with Southeast Iowa. Today I talked to Carrie Fisher, Home Health Clinical Nurse Manager with Washington County Public Health. We'll discuss Nurses Week, and we'll also talk about what Washington County Public Health provides for Washington County.
We're talking about Nurses Week, and this is kind of celebrated all over, not just in the United States. Other countries partake in this as well. First off, are you a nurse?
Yes, I am.
You work with Washington County Public Health?
Yes.
What do you do specifically over there for them?
Well, I do a little bit of everything. I'm the clinical manager, and I also do patient visits and do a whole lot of care coordination.
Is there an area that you focus on?
No, not for myself.
Well, it's Nurses Week, as I said. Do you think this is an important thing to take the time and recognize the things that these people are doing?
I think it's very important. Nurses and nurse aides do an extremely hard job, but it's a very necessary job. And here at Washington County Public Health, we have local folks that are providing local service for people in the county. So it's faces they know.
What kind of fields are most important here in the nursing field here in Washington County?
Well, for Washington County Public Health, we provide direct hands-on care for our clients, so as well as a skilled nursing component, which means help with medications and after surgery and things like that. We also provide light homemaking service as well as help with bathing, and we also contract with several area physical therapy and occupational therapy and speech therapy companies to provide that kind of service in the home.
Would that be for specifically for the elderly?
We are a Medicare certified agency, so we can provide services through Medicare as a pay source or through Medicaid or privately paid, and you do not have to be elderly. We have babies too on as clients.
Does each county have something like Washington County Public Health?
Not as a county entity. There are a lot of home care agencies, but not a lot that are like us. There are a few in Iowa. Some people have the wrong idea is that the services that we provide are only for poor people, and they're not. They're for everybody. We have a different set of qualifications, but they're very individualized, and we never turn anyone away out of hand. And aside from the home care aspect, we have, I know you've talked to Lynn quite a few times, and that's the public health aspect, such as the immunization program and the maternal child health program and things like that.
So it's just filling a need that's in the community.
That's right. We're in a real rural area, you know, and providers are sometimes few and far between. And so we have a very aging population around here, and this is a very needed service.
Well, going back to Nurses Week, we talked about how important it is to recognize nurses. What's the most challenging part of that profession?
Oh, boy. In home health, probably the most challenging thing is stretching sometimes very little to make it last and make it work. It takes a lot of creativity and ingenuity, and you have to be part healthcare provider and part engineer.
Well, are you guys doing anything there at Public Health to celebrate this week?
We usually bring treats. I took my nurses out to lunch, too, so I try to do a little bit of something to make sure they realize how important they are.
That was my conversation with Carrie Fisher with Washington County Public Health. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.